Hey people, welcome to the Farmers League podcast. This is a usual warning, there will be some strong language, but if you're okay with that, let's jump in. This is game week one of the new season, mate.
Hey, we're people. Back, baby. Hey people. Not hey guys. Who's pulled you up on not being PC then? Someone told you off for not being politically correct.
I just wonder what was right there. I don't know.
What felt right when I said it. Interesting.
It'll probably be guys next week. It might be girls. You never know. I'm fluid.
Yeah, well, fucking, we don't discriminate around here, do we? You know what I mean?
Like, I move like water. Was that
so? Oh, don't start.
Chasing status, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Have you moved my slider down, by the way?
To make you quieter, yeah.
Right, okay, sounds. A little bit of admin for the people to listen to. Sound.
I have to keep moving mine down because I'm so much louder than you.
See, mine's gone back up now. What's going on? Did you move?
I'm trying to keep us both level at the same level.
Fucking... This is the kind of shit we do before, though, to be fair, isn't it?
Well, I should do, but we don't.
Well, full disclosure, we've started using something else, haven't we? We were using Teams before, and now we're on Riverside, motherfucker.
Let's go.
I saw your head going for it, and I was like, I got to say it before he says it. I was like, I've got to get in there, 100%. Yeah, great crack.
Yeah, we've upgraded.
How was your birthday? How was your birthday, mate?
What? Amongst the copious amounts of dog shit that was everywhere.
Oh, no.
Actually, do you know what? To be fair, no, I had a decent birthday, chill birthday. I was very fucking tired. I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Basically, dog was ill. So I spent most of my birthday asleep on the sofa in the day. But then I caught up with a couple of lovely mates. Had a bit of food, bite to eat, a couple of beers. Quite nice on a Monday. Do you know what? I actually quite enjoyed that on a Monday. I thought, if I could, I would do this more often.
What do you mean, if you could? You're part-time, you can't. You could do it whatever the fuck you want.
Semi-retired. Do you know what? No, yeah. You say that, but I'm doing more bloody work than I think I ever have at the moment.
You're doing a whole 30 hours this week. Congratulations.
Oh, what fucking pot kettle fucking unemployed, you cunt? When's the last time you fucking worked? How many hours are you putting in a day?
Hours, not a lot, but actual days.
Yeah, there you go then.
Yeah, I'm working every day pretty much now until fucking September 2nd. So,
what, weekends?
But yeah, Saturdays and Sundays.
Fucking
yeah.
Hell.
The only one I've got off that's a lie. Actually, I got next Sunday off. I'm working Saturday, and then obviously Monday's a bank holiday, isn't it? And then got September 2nd off, which is a Saturday. But now I'm working every weekend, like every day then. Up until about the 17th, I think, or the 16th of September. So, yeah, that's the only reason, though, isn't it? Fucking obviously, we're getting to the tail end now of Charlotte being off for maternity leave, isn't it? So, yeah, need the money. You just need to get through the next few months because obviously Christmas coming up is going to be fucking expensive, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I'm genuinely dreading it. Do you know what I mean? And then need to start squirreling some money away in case we are able to move next year. So we'll just see what happens in it. But yeah, it's all good, Brett.
Do you know what? We got fucking, you've got your pissing Valentine's. What's it called?
What?
No, Halloween.
Halloween?
Halloween night. Do you know you messaged me the other day? Early. I know you like to get in early, but people in.
I got her.
And I was like, mate, I ain't about fancy dress life.
It's fine.
I've never been to one of your Halloween ones. Come to all your other ones, never the Halloween ones. Just not about dressing up. I said it to her and she went, oh, it'd be quite nice, wouldn't it? For the both of us to go out, have a few drinks, dressed up, have a laugh. I was like, for fuck's sake, I've already said no.
You haven't got to come to my house to do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't feel pigeonholed to do
no,
it.
No, but
mate.
Do you know what I mean? She wants like to go out, see mate, you know, that sort of thing, get on the fucking beers. So as you can tell, I'm buzzing.
Mate, just turn up with my fucking bed sheet. Ghost, isn't it?
I thought of my outfit already, so.
Go on.
No, let me guess.
Green giant. Comedy.
No, nothing like that. Much more imaginative than that. I'm not one of these people that just like is going to go like, oh yeah, I'm going to go as the most basic thing. I'm just going to buy something. I would, like, if I'm doing fancy dress, I'm doing it properly. That's why I can't be fucked because it takes so much effort.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got a decent idea.
You're not telling me then, no?
No, I mean,
no.
Keep everybody.
You're never doing a couples thing.
No, fuck that. I've gone by myself. I'm letting her hold me back.
Charlotte every year waits until I choose something, then she tries to pair something up with it. And I was like, you know, you're your own person. You don't have to fucking copy everything I do, for fuck's sake.
Like, last mate, this is the thing.
Yeah, go on.
But, well, no, this is the thing. Like, it's just there's no point.
You're a boring cunt, man. To do fucking fancy dress is comedy. Oh, fucking, what's wrong with you? Jake was saying the other day at football, he was like, we should all do fancy dress at football, do like SpongeBob versus Patrick's or something. Do you know what I mean?
It's
mate, he sent a video. There's a guy in a SpongeBob fucking like inflatable suit, like almost like a Zorb with his head out the top, and he's just fucking stampeding down the wing, mate. It looks fucking comedy.
Put in the group chat, you've got to put the effort.
We do this 1 week.
You've got to put the effort in. I'm not one of those people that are like, yeah, oh, I'm just doing a little bit. Oh, I'm just gonna fucking buy stuff for cheap.
Mate, you don't put the effort into jack shit, so there's no way you're going to put it into a fucking, just a random fucking night out. So that's not happening, is it?
Oh, mate, no, this is, you want to see it. If I do what I'm going to do, I've got two, so I've got a choice of two, and
yeah,
they're both going to be fucking great, I think.
You're going to do a grey list and turn up as Hitman. You've already got the chrome dome already, haven't you? Just put a suit on.
Yeah, but he is also skinny, I'm Hitman, isn't he? I could just go as any bold person, really, if that was the case, then. I'd kind of turn up as fucking Buddha or something.
Oh, wow.
You could do Buddha as well, because Buddhas ain't like, and the kind of, you ain't going to get any blowback.
I'm distancing myself from this comment, for fuck's sake.
Well, you ain't getting blowback off Buddha. They're all peaceful, don't they?
Just stop.
They won't harm anyone. It's great.
Was Buddha famously white, was he?
He's famously fat and fucking bold.
Right, so an integral part of this outfit will have to be you not being white, won't it?
No.
So, like I said,
that doesn't matter. Mate,
I'm distancing myself from this. So, you want to do it, mate? Carry on, but
yeah, and Fat Buddha,
right?
And I would look like Fat Buddha without the need to do saying anything. I get my tits out, my belly, shave the beard,
breasticles.
Right, and I'll be fucking sweet, man.
You ain't gonna shave the beard. Fucking hell.
Oh, do you know what?
I'd sooner see you turn up to a house party, right, with no t-shirt on than you would. What's happening now? Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, I think you're slimmer than that, to be honest, mate. I think you're digging yourself out.
Oh, mate, I could.
You turn up in a pair of pants before you turn up with no beard, mate. 100%. 100%.
The problem is with my beard. Since I've shaved my head, I had to have a beard because my head is like perfectly round. I am like a proper cuboid.
I think that's a common thing that bald people think, isn't it? They're like, I can't grow hair on my head. I'll grow it on my face.
No, seriously, mate. It's a piss take. When I did it, my dad was like, look. My dad said to me, he's like,
don't do this.
I'm gonna put out that you have to grow a beard just to elongate the face a little bit.
I like you and everything, right? But
yeah, you're my son. Yeah, but seriously,
mate,
fucking
shape out. Behave yourself. Should we get into this? 8.5 minutes, 9 minutes. Talking nonsense, talking shit.
Do you have to?
No. We're not getting paid for it.
Just talk about me a bit more?
That's what we seem to do every single time I see you, so whatever, innit?
Oh, wow. Do you know what I like about this podcast? It's the only time I can shut you the fuck up and actually have a conversation.
Just click mute and just go, right,
Yeah, just turn the volume right down on your microphone.
To the point where when we're out, right, you're clicking my shoulder going, oh, fucking, I wish I could just shut him up.
Yeah, just grabbing your lips, try to close them.
Yeah.
Shut up. God, I miss when we have microphones on.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But, yeah, first game, shall we? Should we go through every single game? Didn't we do that on like the first thing? And we were like, fucking hell. We hadn't seen half the games.
Fuck that. So I didn't see any fucking Saturday football, did I? Yeah.
Well,
so,
yeah, you didn't. Ego then.
So me, the quality control of the group, right? Obviously, you don't give a shit. You just fire it out and don't listen to it. Or sound, whatever. Didn't you say that you don't see yourself conceding many goals this season?
Oh. Yep, to be fair.
What happened on Saturday then, my friend? Care to divulge into that?
Oh. Well, you wouldn't know because you can be fucked to watch any football on Saturday.
But couldn't be fucked to or was impossible.
Look, just because you like Harry Kane so much, you went off to Munich to hopefully catch a glimpse of it.
Charlotte said, how the fuck have we been to three countries in 4 hours? And I was like, I don't know, but I've had enough of it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so you might have to give the listener a bit of a lowdown on what happened.
Why do you insist on putting me through pain? You love punishing me, don't you? Fucking me and the missus went to
this
Paris.
This is just basically, this is just mental pegging that I'm doing right now.
Well, it's fucking 20 years of this bollocks. So there you go. I'm used to it by now.
I'm going to sit back, drink my can of cheap lager, and listen.
That's a point as well. I don't know how you like willingly drink Foster's. It's like it's the grossest fucking drink you can choose. It's fucking rank.
It's not Carlin, to be fair, or Carlsberg.
I was just about to say the only way you go further down in my estimation is if you bust out a fucking can of Carlin, for fuck's sake. So yeah, anyway, took the missus away for fucking 4 or 5 days, went to Paris, fucking sweet, I'm top geezer and I, fucking what a nice guy, taking his wife away. Fuck yeah, ooh la la, fucking Pepe Le Pew, all that fucking shit. So,
je dans le discothèque.
Yeah, absolutely. Omelette du fromage, every other fucking little Francais joke you got for me, go on, hit me with it, what else you got?
Ouais, le piscine.
And then, I had the sister-in-law to look after the kids, so it was just me and her, fucking happy days. Well, went away, fucked the ass off for every single night. What a fucking dream. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't get it at home, do you? Do you know what I mean? Because I've got fucking two kids, so that don't fucking happen. Anyway, so I thought to myself, right, I'm going to pay for fucking decent flights, right? Because gone are the days that you got to do it on the cheap, do you know what I mean? Like, and fucking get up at 8 in the morning or 7 in the morning or whatever and rush like fuck to the airport and blah blah blah. So I fucking picked 12:45 out of Paris, ideal. Do you know what I mean? Like, get there for 10:45, get up, have a nice breakfast, fucking leisurely little taxi to the airport, happy days, no pissing about. Got there in record time, got there at like 10:15. But the taxi driver, by the way, right, doesn't know what brakes are. Fucking hell, it was like a roller coaster getting to the taxi. He was not fucking about. I said to Charlotte, I wish my French was good enough so I could say to him, bro, you can relax. Like, fucking, we don't have to leave the country in the next hour. And I'm like, fucking hell, you can calm down, mate. But anyway, regardless. So get there. And then I did the check-in online at dinner the night before. And then it wouldn't give me a boarding card. So I just thought to myself, maybe it's because Charlotte got a new passport recently and they want to physically see it and all that kind of stuff. So I thought nothing of it. But anyway, got there. Went to get my tickets and it said standby. And I was like, what the fuck does standby mean? Like, I've never had it before. So it said, go and visit an Air France agent. I was like, fine, whatever. So when I spoke to them, explained the situation, they said, standby means you don't have a seat on the plane. And I went, what? And then she said it again. I was like, no, I heard you. I was like, what I'm saying is explain yourself. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Do you know what I mean? I had a massive argument with her. Then another woman come over. Then a bloke come over. So I'm fucking round with three of them now. Do you know what I mean? Like, Charlotte's walking away going, you're not achieving anything doing this. And I was like, it's not being funny, right? Fucking, they want people like you to walk away. I was like, it's not acceptable that they fucking do this. Anyway, fast forward, fucking go through all the nonsense. The story goes on forever. But fucking basically, right, the next available flight out of Paris, right, was 10:30. So 12 hours further on than the time we're at now. And I was like, well, I'm clearly not sitting in the fucking airport for 12 hours, for fuck's sake. I was like, I want to get home, you silly cunts. I mean, like, this is why I fucking booked the decent times. And I actually said to Charlotte, we'd have been better off booking the shit times because nobody wants them. And we definitely would be on the plane. But anyway, so this fucking girl comes down anyway. And there's 8 people on standby, by the way, on a fucking a plane that seats 75 people. So they're not going to have any spare, are they? For fuck's sake. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, this girl comes down and she goes, I can get you to Birmingham at 5:00. And I went, right, fucking sound. And she goes, but we need to leave now because you got to get the planes. And I went, what do you mean planes? As in plural. And she was like, yeah. And she's like, connecting flight. I went, all right, sat in the race. So fucking ran up to the desk, pissed around with all that shit. Anyway, right. She said, we had to go to a different terminal, by the way. Right, went through all that fucking bullshit, ran through the fucking airport. We ended up in parts of the airport we shouldn't should not have been in. But like, it's either that or you don't get the plane, innit?
Yeah.
So finally get to the terminal, whatever. Right, and she says, "Go up there, go da 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 da. You're looking for gate F26 or whatever." So get to F26, right? And she says, "So the flight was leaving at like 2:45, and then we had to be on the one going out of Munich at 4, right? No." It was touching down at 2:45, and we had to be out at 4. So we had 1 hour 15 to turn it round in Munich. I don't know about that's not a lot of time.
So you've got to get from Paris the opposite direction to fly, what,
yeah,
2 hours?
Yeah.
Out to Munich.
Yeah. No,
and then you've
Munich
got
was like an hour.
Yeah.
So we're going back to come back on ourselves. It was madness.
Yeah,
but like, but wheels down in Munich, we had 1 hour 15 to get to the next gate. And then we got to the gate in Paris and they're still queuing. I was expecting them to be boarding. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? I went to the front of the queue and they were like, yeah, you're delayed by 25 minutes. And I was like, you're taking the fucking piss, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? So that 1 hour 15 turnaround, and keep in mind, that's 1 hour 15 for the plane to leave. That's not boarding.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was like, we can't really afford 25 minutes missing. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then they put me in seat 11, they put Charlotte at the back of the plane, so I had to wait for her to get off the fucking plane when we were in Munich. So just sitting there, just waiting for her. It's a fucking nightmare, mate. Ran through Munich airport, like just sprinted through the fucking airport. I'm carrying my bag and Charlotte's bag, and I'm shouting to her behind me, hurry the fuck up. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I can, like, Charlotte's not an athlete. Do you know what I mean? Like, so fuck, I was like, fucking hurry up. Do you know what I mean? Like, sprinting like fuck. Anyway, got to the gate. And I was completely out of breath by that point. Like, and the guy was like, it's okay, you don't have to run, you don't have to run. I was like, bro, we did. I was like, fucking get me on the flight. And he pointed to the right and he was like, flight's delayed by 30 minutes. And I was like, oh, fucking sound. Do you know what I mean? Like, then I was like, thank fuck for that. Do you know what I mean? But then we hadn't eaten since like 9 a.m, so we're starving. So, oh, mate, fucking when I got some scran, it cost me like £23 for like two juices and a pretzel. It was absolutely fucking insane. But they upgraded us to business class in Lufthansa, which was fairly, it was nice, to be fair. I don't know why people pay for it, to be totally honest. It's robbery. But yeah, and then 4 trains were cancelled on the way from Birmingham to home. So we had to sit in Birmingham New Street for 1 hour and 10 minutes waiting for the only train that was available, or the earliest train that was available. And then we didn't get home until 8:30, something stupid like that.
It's fucking
madness, mate. For a 1 hour and 10 minute flight, I was like, are you serious? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you meant to get back what, like,
eh?
You meant to get back at 1, was it originally?
We were supposed to get back into Birmingham at 1:10, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Because I was gonna come out with you and drink, innit?
Yeah.
And then fucking didn't get home until like 7.5 hours later. It's madness, mate. It, honestly, it's the most stressful day I've had in a very, very, very long time. So yeah. There you go. There's a story for you.
Hey. Well, it could have been worse.
You glad I told that one?
There you go, mate.
Well, that's true. So, I didn't choose to not watch football before you start fucking two-footing me from across there. I had it taken away from me. Which, I'm starting to think, maybe you wish you had my day instead of watching fucking Villa get absolutely...
Do you know what? It only took 2 minutes of the game kicking off for me to go, fucking glad I'm not sat watching this.
Yeah, fucking 4 or 5 beers down.
The abuse would have just been unbelievable straight away.
From who?
From fucking anyone. I mean, I've been trying to undersell Villa, but hopefully, like, actually, do you know what I mean? Go, really, we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Chance,
go, nah, do you know what? Everyone's putting us up there on a pedestal and... But inside, getting quite excited, right? And then it just actually fucking all went to shit completely. And I was like, oh my days.
What I will say is Newcastle are strong, though, aren't they? They will be good this season. So it's almost a free hit, really.
Newcastle are strong, right? There's no doubt about that. They're always going to be strong. And it only took 6 minutes, and we were talking about Tonali. Yeah, and we were like, not sure how he did that, stuff like that. Mate, he was fucking unbelievable.
You were the one slagging him off.
I was just saying, I wasn't sure how he did that, right? And you were saying, to be fair, you did say about how many Italians come over and struggle.
It's easy when you play Villa, though, isn't it, mate? So there you go.
Mate, he was not messing around at all.
No.
And within the first 5 minutes or 6 minutes when he scored, I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Because it was a simple goal to concede.
Yeah.
Like he was really good, but like it was players switching off. And you always get on the first day of the season, players switching off. Moussa Diaby scored. I was like, all right, sweet, player.
He's in your fantasy team, isn't he? But you're buzzing with that.
Yeah, thankful. And then it took another 5 minutes. And then they were back up with Isak. And I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake.
And it was all downhill
I think
from here.
The big turning point. So there was two things in the first half that happened. Villa, Diaby put Watkins through and he gives the shittest shot. Tame is always putting left. And he's pretty clear on goal. If that goes in, it's 2-2. And it's a little bit different. We're not chasing the game as much. And also Tyrone Mings goes off. The bloke was... You know when a player goes down and you automatically know, all right, this isn't good. Like, he was banging the floor with his fist.
Like, over the top, like...
Mate, he was like... He wasn't really... Do you know, like, when they roll around and all that stuff?
Madison did it Sunday. It fucking pissed me off.
But Mings went down, held his knee, and he's hitting the fucking floor, and he looked like he was about to fucking break down.
Yeah.
They run over, and it was so innocuous. It was literally just him and Isak just having shoulder to shoulder chasing a ball,
which was fucking offside anyway. Yeah.
And that's what is annoying. It was offside. If the linesman actually raised his flag up, it would be fine. This rule is fucking absolute joke. But because he was down for like 10 minutes.
What do they achieve in doing that, though? Like, I can't see... When they first brought the rule in, they were like, oh, we're going to play on until, like, the referee blows it up or whatever the fucking rule is. And I was just like, but if he's offside. Like why do you need the passage of play to continue and potentially fucking, like, I don't know. Say, for example, I don't know, Salah breaks the line, he's 40 yards out, and the keeper comes out and thinks, you're not today, do you know what I mean? And two-foots him. But he's offside anyway. Why is the keeper risking doing that and potentially fucking injuring him? Do you know what I mean? I just don't understand why. I can't understand the gain in the game continuing when a man is clearly offside. Just call it and be done with it.
It was close. But if the lineman thinks it's offside, especially where it was, there wasn't a thing of a goal scoring opportunity was going to necessarily come from that passage because they were so close to the touchline.
Mm.
It was literally going to be, this is going to go out for a throw-in. And then Mings goes down, and it stopped for 10 minutes. And I think that kind of, like, shocked a lot of players, probably, like, to see that player go down and it to go on for so long and him to look in such distress.
It takes a sting out of the game then, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then we brought on a couple more players. Pau Torres, to replace Mings. Why didn't he start?
Yeah, was he just not fit yet?
I think he's not a physical player.
Mm.
And if you were coming up against someone fast like Isak or Callum Wilson or something like that, you need someone who's going to be good in the air for a start, especially against...
I don't know, mate. I think he's better than all your fucking defenders. Probably combined.
Yeah, but he's really weak. He's great with the ball, but he's really weak going forward. And fucking hell, I think it's for the last goal.
Yeah.
Or it was for a miss from Isak. He tried to put in the worst tackle. Like, I would do better. If I was on the pitch, I would have done better than fucking Isak trying
just
to tackle.
Fall over in front of him.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it, like, do you know what I mean? It was just absolute pitiful. I don't know what we're going to be doing going forward, but I feel like we're still trying to play the same thing, play that high line, and we didn't have the players on the pitch to play it. Chasing the game and stuff
forward.
Like that. And then, mate, it was just... It could have been sick. It's weird. And this is so weird because
Newcastle do that, though. They did the Spurs last season, didn't they? They rattled four past them in the first 20 minutes. Like, fucking, like, when they get their tails up and they start playing football, it is difficult to fucking stop them, mate.
Mate, no, it is. Like, we lost 4-0 to them last year as well, like, when we were up...
You've always played them at the wrong time, really. You, like, the ideal time to play in them would be, like, in and around, like, November, like early December. Like Champions League groups, do you know what I mean? A lot of travelling, do you know what I mean? Like, fucking, you know, tiredness. And
I think one of the things as well, we played
them
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well...
We were we had the same system that we were playing today, sort of thing. And it really worked for the first 3 minutes. And obviously they swapped and changed. Yeah. And so they probably just went, well, they're going to just play the fucking same thing because they played it all the way through the preseason. So we kind of know what it is, and they can nullify it pretty fucking well. And we just couldn't beat that press. That press they have is fucking great. But yeah,
Villa's next two games, you've got Everton, then you've got Burnley.
I mean we should be getting six points out of that. We should be. And we've got Liverpool the week after.
Liverpool.
But I feel like we could get something from Liverpool.
I didn't think Liverpool were great at the weekend. Defensively, they're as bad as they were last season.
Villa have three of their best performing players, aren't they? So
yeah,
three of our best performing players from last year, Ramsey, Buendia, Mings, are all out.
You wouldn't put Martinez in that category?
Yeah, but he's not injured. He's not out, do you know what I mean? I'd also put Watkins in that, but it's one of those things.
Watkins is very inconsistent for my liking, to be honest.
I feel we need another goal scorer, and I'm not sure if that's Diaby.
Absolutely.
I'd rather know. Apparently, we're getting rid of Archer.
You like him, don't you?
I really like him. I wouldn't get rid of him, but...
Is he going on loan, or are they actually selling him?
Apparently, I think it's a... I don't know how much United do it, but Man City do it quite a lot, is that sell him with a buyback clause in.
That's because
they did it with Luiz and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So apparently, Aaron Ramsey, Jacob Ramsey's little brother, not the one that kills people when he scores a goal, is off to Burnley with a buyback clause.
Yeah.
Because it guarantees them game time. They're a lot more likely to get game time and have they can build it over 2 years.
Yeah. Cameron Archer now, if he leaves Villa, realistically, he's going to the Championship, isn't he? Because he's not proven himself to play in the Premier League. So
there's very few
Premier League teams that are going to take a punt. Yeah.
If you look at a lot of teams that
no
have
one knows
come
who he is, though.
They haven't got a proven goal scorer, even in the Championship. Cameron Archer...
Well, we said about Sheffield United last week, didn't we? You got Ollie McBurnie up front.
Yeah. Sheffield United could really do with Cameron Archer.
They could do with anybody.
Because whenever he goes on loan to Championship, he's like the top goal scorer for that team.
Yeah.
Like, with Middlesbrough and stuff like that, him and Aaron Ramsey were absolutely killing it together.
Aaron Ramsey.
And they just missed out on playoffs. And this is the thing. He is a proven goal scorer in the Championship. Someone just needs to take a punt on him and give him a string of games. And
need the right setup as well, though.
Yeah, I'd love for that to be Villa, but it just doesn't feel like Villa is going to be that place for him.
It's not going
to
be, I don't think. No.
Which is a shame, because I see other teams do it.
Yeah.
Like, United did it with Rashford. And I know Rashford's more talented than him, and obviously they're in different stages. But like, there's a lot of players and a lot of people that have come through, air quotes, bigger teams. So why can't it happen at Villa at the moment?
The difference, I'd say, with Rashford, and this is not me fucking like talking shit about Villa. This is just fucking, it is what it is, isn't it? Rashford came through a system where he had players like fucking Berbatov, Rooney, Tevez, Ronaldo. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking like world class strikers, world class finishers, and like if you don't get up to speed quickly, playing with those players and feeding off those players in training, you are doomed. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you can't learn from those every single fucking day, you've got zero potential. Now, with the greatest respect, and the other point as well is, if United are in four competitions and they need to give Rooney a rest or Berbatov a rest or whoever, you can drop Rashford in there and you can give them game time and you can get them used to playing under the lights. Do you know what I mean? Whereas like Villa, with the greatest respect, who the fuck's he learning off? Do you know what I mean? Like I don't know who your striking coach is at Villa, but unless it's your good mate, John Carew.
I think he's in prison. I think he's in Norwegian. Yeah, no. I think he went to prison for tax evasion.
Oh, that's fuck all. Neymar should have been done for that. Slaymar, Gidemar, Haymar, fucking Neymar. I'm sure he should have been done for that shit.
Yeah, tax fraud, apparently. It was in 2022.
What the fuck?
14 months in prison.
How long are you down for?
14 months for not declaring 1.2 million euros in taxes.
That's chump change.
How much are you making if you're paying tax at 1.2 mil?
Yeah, I know. It's a lot, mate. It's a lot. It's a lot of wedge. How old are you now? John Carew.
43.
Your favourite. Eh?
43. I don't just know that automatically. It was on the thing. It said 43-year-old ex-footballer goes over tax evasion.
You got a rolling bio for him on one of those light-up Kindles.
You know on mean? My arm.
What a joke. So, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, mate. Fucking... obviously talking about your own team, I'll move on to mine quickly. Watching United Monday, did you watch the game?
No. Well, I watched a bit of it.
Mate, the first 10 minutes, I thought to myself, fuck me, we've got some fucking energy this season. Do you know what I mean? Like players are putting in shifts, and a lot of the problems United had last season was like, not that we were second to every ball, but we didn't really care if we got the ball back. We allowed teams to play through us and around us, and we were just like, we'll just wait for our chance because we're Man United and we're men. It's like, yeah, you are Man United, but you're the new Man United. You're not the Man United. Fucking hell, like you can't afford to just wait now because teams will put you to the sword and they will fucking kill you. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it was nice to see the intensity back. And although people don't like rate him for his end product, Anthony's work rate is absolutely incredible. Like if you took somebody with 30% more ability and added it to him, he'd be fucking unbelievable, mate. Honestly, I'd be graft his tits off nonstop. And I don't think there were a lot of players that didn't graft. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know if Erik ten Hag has said to him, either pull your finger out your ass this season or you're gone. Or they've just got a point to prove, or I don't know, but like, yeah, I couldn't believe that we hadn't scored up until half time, even though we didn't create any like clear cut chances or anything. We were playing decent football, but then like that Marcus Cunha from Wolves or whatever the fucking hell his first name is, every time he got the ball, I thought to myself, we're fucked. Like, mate, he was carrying the ball like 60 yards every single time. And there was one movement. He got the ball probably 20 yards in from the halfway line. He fucking sidesteps Casemiro and then Martinez goes lunging in like a lunatic. And he literally just passed the ball straight past him on the halfway line and just sprints the rest of the pitch. And I thought to myself, we're fucked here. Like everything that went through him, like Wolves, every single attack went through him. He was standout man of the match, like long shot. Like there was no one that come near him. We managed to get a goal through. Well, second half then we were shit. We got absolutely annihilated. And to be honest, if I was a Wolves fan, I'd be absolutely screwing that we didn't have a striker just to put the ball in the back of the net because that's all they needed. They battered us for the whole game, and this is because... Wolves. Who were
because he is their centre forward, then, isn't he?
No, I think he's playing 10.
Oh, is he?
I'm sure he's playing 10. Well, he looked like he's playing 10, either or false 9, or whatever you want to fucking call it nowadays. But they brought on Huang, they brought on Fabio Silva. I just don't know what. I don't think they know what their striking options are at the minute. But if you haven't seen it.
To be fair, because. I didn't watch the game, but I have seen the last minute when he...
I was about to go on to it. If you've not seen the Onana challenge, have a little look at it while I'm talking about it. But genuinely, mate, I wouldn't say I pride myself, but like when you talk to someone new and they say, who do you support? And you say Man United, straight away, they roll their eyes. But like I like to think that I'm not biased. Like I try not to be. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking... There are biases in there, like I can't stand fucking Liverpool, I can't stand Man City. Do you know what I mean? Like, but when it comes to us, I'd like to think that I'm pretty level-headed. But like, mate, honestly, I genuinely have no fucking idea how they haven't given a penalty. It is absolutely incredible. Like, ball goes over Onana, and he doesn't just like come out for it and claim it. He comes out for it. He's nowhere near it. Practically runs through the striker or jumps through him. Nowhere near the ball, complete fucking stonewall pen. It's a fucking penalty every day of the week. And this is in the 96th fucking minute. And
the ball's gone as well.
Mate, the ball's nowhere near it. Nowhere fucking near him. I don't think he's even in the picture when you look at the replay. He's nowhere near it, mate. And then Charlotte come down after putting the kid to sleep, right? And she went, oh, this is going well. This is the 96 minute mine. It's 1-0. She goes, this is going well. I said, well, it's not, because this is going to fucking VAR now. So this is going to be a penalty in the last minute. Like, we do it all the time. Did it with Palace last season. Gave a cheap fucking free kick away on in like 20 odd yards out. And Elise rattles it fucking top bracket. Do you know what I mean? I thought, we don't make a difference now because the game's fucking lost. Do you know what I mean? Like, Wolves deserved fuck to beat us, to be totally honest. And then when they said they've checked it and there was nothing that was clear and obvious. And I was like, there was what? There was nothing. Yeah. If that's not clear and obvious, then what the fuck is? I was like, he's ran straight through.
Whoever is the referee, well, that is.
Let me read you this, right? This is from Sky Sports earlier today. Man United v Wolves officials dropped for next round of Premier League fixtures at the weekend. Referee Simon Hooper, VAA Michael Salisbury, and assistant VAR Richard West have not been selected for the second round of fixtures. Now, with the greatest respect, mate, that's not fucking good enough. Do you know what I mean? Like, they need retraining because, like, with the greatest respect, they can, you can drop them all you want, but you haven't solved the problem. All you've done is you've acknowledged that there's something wrong. Now, I'm not being funny, but, like, I reckon we were probably 30 minutes into the game. And I think I said it in our group chat. I was like, get your money on cards. Because honestly, at the minute, the referee's given 4 cards for the most innocuous tackles of all time. And either someone's getting sent off or booking points are going through the roof. To the point where Martinez got a yellow, which was a yellow, to be totally honest. And Cunha running ragged. But at halftime, Ten Hag hooked him. They just took him off. They were like, you can't be on this game. Because this referee is card happy as fuck. And you can argue were they yellows, were they not, but it don't make a difference. The standard of refereeing was fucking pathetic. And I genuinely don't know how they were even selected for the game. Never mind they've been dropped. Do you know what I mean? Like, they need to look at the person who actually put them forward for the game.
It was like that. It kind of felt like that in every game. Because the Villa game, I think I had under 4 cards or something. I put on like a little free bet I had. I put it under 4 cards and it was gone by halftime. And I was like, how is this, like?
Yeah.
It was just no way that this should be. And we spoke about it. We were saying like that a lot of people will be getting more cards at the start of the thing because of whatever, right? But going through it quickly, Villa got 4 cards. Newcastle got 4 cards. Tottenham got 4 cards.
Fucking hell.
West Ham got 4 cards. Chelsea, Liverpool, Sheffield United, Wolves all had 3 cards. Arsenal, Brighton, Fulham, Luton, Man U, Forest all had 2 cards. Burnley was the only team who didn't get a card, apparently.
Mate, I'm not being funny. This is going to wreak havoc with fantasy football.
They didn't get a yellow card, they got 1 red card.
which is equal to 2, so that's fine.
Yeah, so. But,
mate, I'm not being funny. Like, fantasy football, players are going to get suspended left, right, and centre. You're going to get players getting hooked on the 70th minute because they know they've not got 20 minutes left to play now. They're going to have half an hour. And if you're on a booking, you can't afford to play another half an hour. Because if you're chasing a game and you're making rash challenges and stuff and you're making last-ditch challenges and you know, you're doing what you can to break the game up and that, you're risking a red. And it's honestly, I don't know if they've changed the rules on what is a yellow and what isn't, but I watched Tottenham Brentford Sunday. I watched Liverpool Chelsea, and then United Wolves. And in all 3 games, I thought to myself, "These referees are off the red." Like the Tottenham Brentford game was fucking unbelievable, mate.
Mate, it's one of those things where it's not even just the players on the day. It's they'll get what is it 5 cards? If you get 5 yellow cards, you get suspended for a game.
Yeah. That's right.
And then is it 6 or something you get suspended for like 2? Like, those are going to total up quick because...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It really is. Like, players are going to be getting suspended. In important matches, you're going to have to be playing Pep Roulette on
everyone.
A lot of players just to keep your team going.
Did you see Salah throwing a strop when he got subbed off?
Do you know what? I don't mind that. I really don't mind playing phone strops.
Everyone made a thing out of it. And I was watching it. And like, the commentary were like, oh, you know, he's not happy, blah, blah, blah. And like, to be honest, I don't... Roy Keane went on his typical anti-Liverpool Roy Keane rant after the game. And to be honest, I don't think he was that bad. Do you know what I mean? He took off his straps with a bit of attitude, and he shook everyone's hand when he got onto the bench. And you know, he's obviously fucked off, but like he's going to be fucked off. He's one of the best players in the world.
Yeah,
he's got a winning mentality, and he wants to help his team win. And they're in a game which is end to end. He's had plenty of chances. He's had a goal disallowed. He's hit the crossbar. He's assisted one. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's going to be fucked off. Like I mean, why would you hook him? Like he's been arguing.
it's not like they're facing a small team. This is a team they want to beat and to start the season off right. So they had a lot that side had a lot of fucking forwards on the pitch. That Liverpool side,
for
someone who I felt didn't really create. Or they struggled to control the game, and that comes from midfield. But they had so many
forwards on the field. Yeah, but then they didn't have the one forward that I have in my fantasy team. So cheers, Klopp, you gobshite. He's got all these forwards, and I managed to pick the one that didn't play. Cheers, pal. Appreciate that.
And Trent was in midfield for most of the game,
mate. Trent doesn't even know where Trent was playing. Fucking 1 minute he was centre mid, then he was right back. At one point he was left centre mid. He was fucking all over the place. Oh, honestly, mate, the Liverpool are playing with a man down with this guy. Like he's like, I would have so much fucking anxiety watching Trent play as a Liverpool. Like if you're playing against a good team, I mean, if you're playing against a shit muncher, do you know what I mean? Like then Trent can run rampant, and like it's not a problem. But like, I don't know, there needs to be a little bit of football IQ there when you're playing against a Chelsea team who were flying and they had a point to prove, and they were trying to put Liverpool to the sword, and they almost did like quite a few times. Like, just be a bit fucking savvy and just stay in your position. Do you know what I mean? Like, just wait for the opportunity to get forward. Don't just maraud forward every single chance you get. And honestly, mate, he's got to be the dumbest fucking footballer. Like, he can't stick to a position at all. It's fucking insane. And unless Klopp said to him, just play wherever you want. Because that's essentially what he seemed to do. Just. But, mate, I get fucked off when Luke Shaw used to do it. He's not doing it as much nowadays. But he would just sprint forward to the left forward position and then just stand there. Or he'd be walking backwards as we're getting attacked 60 yards down the field. And I'm like, dickhead, this is your position there, hammering. Like, any chance you want to get back? Do you know what I mean? Fucking... But yeah, less said about him, the better. We talk about that fucking cunt practically every week, don't we? So
it's an easy one. But I do think like players were let down by the business they've done. They can't seem to sell the buyer defensive midfielder at the moment. It's almost like we're transitioning into a different generation. Do you know, there was that whole thing of, it was probably a bit before us, like, when Liverpool were winning titles and stuff like that. And then it was Man U, and it was like Man U, Arsenal. It was all that sort of battling. And then Chelsea came in later, and it was always like, oh, Chelsea got the new money. It seems like now the players who are coming in, Casado's age and stuff like that, Chelsea were the team that were winning Premier League titles.
It was Arsenal, United, Chelsea, weren't it?
But like Chelsea were the ones, because they were winning it multiple times. And it was quite interesting that they are now the big boys, whereas the history was necessarily for our generation. It would have been with someone more like Man U.
Yeah. My fear is that Killian grows up and wants to be a Man City fan. Genuinely, that would fucking destroy me. I can't even tell you. But they're the winning team. So it's... I said to Charlotte, when we went to Paris, we did the Stade de France stadium tour. And I got chatting to the host, the stadium tour guide when we were there. And I said to Charlotte, I was like, I just need to get Killian to Old Trafford as young as is acceptable and just get him ingrained into the club. Do you know what I mean? Because I can't have him supporting fucking Man City. That will kill me. Because for his birthdays and stuff, I will have to take him there. I will have to pay into that fucking club. Like, that will fucking destroy me. Like, my love for him will supersede my hate for them. There's nothing you can fucking do about it, is there, Joe? So I just need to stomp that shit. Yeah, right.
Get her a good book.
Got more chance of putting it in her ass, mate. There's fucking no chance of that happening.
I tell you what, my dad used to tell a story about how, when my brother was little, so bit of context, my dad isn't my brother's dad. So my brother was like 5 or 6 when my dad came along. Brother was obsessed with Lineker when he was at Tottenham. So he was a Sir Gary Lineker when he was at Tottenham. Massive football fan he was at the time. Only young. And then my dad took him to watch Villa Tottenham at Villa Park. My dad's a Villa fan. Took him down. And then my brother was like, oh yeah, can we go to the store? My dad was like, no, because they ain't going to sell fucking Tottenham and stuff. So what's the point? He was like, no, I want a Villa kit. And it was like, that was the point where my brother then started following Villa. Like he was only like 5 or 6 or something at the time.
Yeah.
So like super, super young. But like you said, he got him there and it got ingrained in it. And then for years and years, he was a Villa fan. He doesn't follow it anymore, but he was big into football and big into Villa at the time. Then afterwards, become obsessed.
Said to Charlotte, like the earliest you can realistically take him is about 5, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Anything before that is fucking pointless. But the thing is, though, like you know what it's like on match day. Like it's a long day anyway. Say if you get a 3 PM kickoff, you've still got two hours of just the game. Do you know what I mean? You ain't got the shit before the game, get into the stadium, get yourself a fucking drink and all that bullshit, get yourself into the stadium, watch the players fucking warm up, all that nonsense. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're looking at 3.5-4 hours, add all that shit in. Do you know what I mean? Like, then you've got travel and everything else as well. Like, with young kids, it is an all-day event. Do you know what I mean? But
I remember being at the game and a bloke behind me had his kid and his kid was like 4. And the last thing his kid wanted to do, it was a cold day, last thing his kid wanted to do was sit and watch fucking football. Do you know what I mean? And he was like complaining and saying, I want to go to the toilet and stuff. And his dad was like, no, fucking, it's only 20 minutes in. I'm thinking, just send your kid to the fucking toilet. It's like fucking...
His bladder is literally like 10% the size of yours.
Yeah, it's
like,
pointless, man. It's so cold out here. Go inside, get a hot chocolate.
And it's the people you're around as well. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking... Oh, I know it's no different like a year or two later or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, I said to Charlotte, I just need to get him fucking into that straight away. You know, I can't be putting up with that shit. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, that was a digression. Fucking fuck knows how we might manage to get onto that. But
fuck knows.
Great crack. Yeah.
It is that thing of like younger players now you see Chelsea as the go-to, especially if they're offering this much money. Chelsea are either going to be amazing in 6 years or 4 years, whatever.
Are the go-to? Like, if you were a young lad nowadays, would you look at Chelsea and think, yeah, they're going to go forward?
Well, if you're not getting City, you're probably going to be getting Chelsea, surely. Especially if you
look at Chelsea at all, mate.
But who are you going to? Because, like, if you look at the players or whatever you watch growing up, there's probably a lot more in that City team than there were necessarily in the Liverpool team at the same era when Chelsea were doing well.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is, let's say you're early 20s then, and you've got the choice between all the clubs in the league minus City. Do you think as a lad in their early 20s, do you think Chelsea's the best place for you to play your football for the next 5 years? I don't at all. I'd say they're fucking bottom of, well, not bottom of the list, but bottom of your realistic options.
Yeah, but it's the same way for United. We're still
getting
decent
Arsenal
players.
Before I go fucking Chelsea. Arsenal but got a fucking, they got a good
a lot
setup,
of players
they
were
got
going
a decent manager.
Man U, based off, like, because they grew up wanting to play for Man U.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of players who grew up wanting to play to Chelsea because they saw Drogba. Like they saw that level of player and they saw what they were doing. They go, do you know what? I want to play that. So it's kind of almost, it doesn't necessarily matter. You get to live in London.
But it does though, mate, because you're on a 5-year contract. And if you look at the recent history of Chelsea, this is what I'm saying. And they can't keep a fucking manager for any more than fucking 6-7 months. So I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying is as a young 20-year-old fucking player or whatever, like, surely you're looking at the longevity of your career and thinking, fuck me, I could be stuck here for 6 years and I got a different manager every 6-7 months. It's not going to be good for
my development. But also, as well, you could be making some fucking money. Like, if
you make money any team you go to, though, mate. It don't matter what fucking team you go to. You're still making money. You're not fucking
struggling
to pay the
bills,
are you?
But you're making another level. It's like the same reason people go to Saudi.
Mate, come on.
What's the reason people are going to Chelsea now? Why did Casado say to Liverpool, I don't want to go to Liverpool, I want to go to Chelsea?
Because no one else was willing to pay £150 million for him.
because they were going to pay 110, and he apparently he was going there, but he turned them down.
He wasn't going. He was never going. If Liverpool couldn't stump up 50 million to pay for Lavia, right? There's no way they were going to go fucking Casado.
But if they paid
110 for Casado, they'd have paid 110 for fucking Jude Bellingham.
Yeah, but it's all the other shit with Jude. It's all the other.
Yeah,
crap
well, fucking. You wouldn't go and get a player who's had one season in the fucking Prem, for fuck's sake. Not for 110 million, do you know what I mean? But that's the answer to the Casado question. No one else was willing to pay 115 mil for him. And he knew realistically his only option is Chelsea. But I do take your point. Fucking, there was a picture of him with his mum in a Chelsea top, so he probably was a fan. But I'm not fucking. But then you use the Casado thing as bias, do you know what I mean? My point is, if you're fucking neutral, do you know what I mean? If you're just looking at it from a clearly football standpoint, right? You're not choosing Chelsea, even if you grew up watching them. Or at least you shouldn't be anyway. Not looking at where they're going to be in the next 5 years.
Yeah, but you can say that with like a lot of teams. So like a lot of people went to Man U when they were fucking struggling to fucking. They were going through Moyes, Van Gaal, and stuff like that, because it was decent cash and stuff like that. What you've actually got in Chelsea is at least you've got fucking London. Like, a lot of these people will go, oh, I'm going to fucking live in London, and there's fucking all these other teams around there. And some of them are settled in Brighton, which is obviously literally just down the road.
Yeah.
And Southampton and stuff like that. So they kind of don't have to move across the other fucking side of the country, which isn't that fucking big. And it's not that different up there. It's actually probably nicer up there than it is in London. Mm. But to them, it's a lifestyle choice then, isn't it? It's the fact that you can go down and shop at fucking all those really high-end fucking overpriced pieces of crap.
Well, it's where the wife and the family spend time as well, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But touching on what you said a minute ago, though, people outside of football want to be there. But touching on what you said a minute ago, though, with hindsight, the United signings, we made a lot of poor signings. Do you know what I mean? A lot of the wrong ones, even if they were fans or not. Do you know what I mean? Memphis Depay obviously came to the club, thought he was going to be fucking mint, and just couldn't get on with the league. And it's the wrong signing. But like, what I'm saying is, the managers we got in, minus Mourinho, because he only does 3 years everywhere he goes. It looked like United were trying to give them time, and then it just didn't work out, did it? Do you know what I mean? Whereas Chelsea, there's no way fucking footballers are looking at the Chelsea management history and thinking, this is going to be my guy for the next 5-6 seasons. There's no longevity in any management there. Do you know what I mean? Whereas if you look at, just take Man United for example now, you can tell that they're trying to trust Ten Hag. They've looked at what Liverpool have done with Klopp. They've given him time and money and allowed him to develop his own team and all that. City are different, you know what I mean? Because fucking, they just got astronomical fucking money to spend. But even with Arsenal, it's the tried and tested with Arteta, isn't it? They're like, we've given you time, build your team, it is fine. We'll take a few hits on the way, but it is what it is. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and you can see United are starting to do that now. They're starting to realise that there's no quick fix to winning the league. There's no quick fix to winning anything. And Chelsea seem to think there is. Like, you can't, incidentally now, Pochettino will probably end up staying there for a few years, which is what they should do. But looking at their recent history of management, you'd be fucking stupid to trust them, because their history tells a completely different story to what they should be doing.
It's an interesting one, because it's they're the ones where a lot of United fans will want to be, some Liverpool fans will want to be, and stuff like that. Whereas they're starting a new era. Because they had the Abramovich years where he pumped a load of money in and stuff like that. And now Todd Bowley's come in, and it's kind of like, it was like almost like he wanted to make his own mark straight away, but completely fucked it by trying too hard. Instead of kind of like steadying the ship, buying a couple of players, it was almost a little bit like, I'm going to make my mark. I'm getting out all these players. We're signing just a load of youth. And they didn't really have any of the systems in place. It was like they were hearing other people go for someone, and they'll go, yeah, we'll jump in and fucking go in for that as well.
That one. Yeah.
And they were just going, well, we'll just pay the money. Because if you look at Enzo, Casado and Lavia, all pretty much defensive midfielders, there's 300 mil on that, and you can't even put them all on the pitch at the same time. And it's absolutely crazy.
Well,
and it's
you can and you can't. It depends how you want to set up, doesn't it? Because you could play you could play a 3-5-1-1. Do you know what I mean? Like, so you could leave three in the middle, quite compact, and then you could have three centre backs that are wider than your usual three centre backs, yeah. And then you could have one of the three in the centre to drop into the back line if needed, and the wingers then don't have to get up and down so far. So you can almost turn it into a 3-4-3 very quickly. So you can do it, but you do need highly intelligent fucking footballers to do it. Do you know what I mean? But
it's like experienced footballers as well, which they don't have.
Yeah,
any
absolutely. But even like looking at the Chelsea signings that they've made, I do still think that they're easily three or four signings away from being an actual threat. Like that Jackson looked lively. But who do they play at 10 on the regular? And if Jackson gets injured, who do they put up front? And Raheem Sterling now is what, fucking 32, 33? He's not going to keep fucking doing it either. Reece James is made of glass. Fuck knows why they've made him club captain. I get it, but you know, they've made a lot of signings and he's one of the only constants in the team. But they made him club captain and he was hooked after 60 minutes because his leg was fucked. And Chilwell's the same. He's made a fucking paper mache. They need a lot of depth in a lot of areas.
It's interesting, like even with the Sanchez purchase, I think is an upgrade for them, but I don't think it's as much of an upgrade.
No, it's a sideways step more than anything, isn't it? No, well, that's unfair. It is an upgrade, but like you said, it's not a massive upgrade, is it? He's a solid keeper, but he's not the Alissons or the Edisons of the world, is he? Do you know what I mean?
No.
He's like David.
I feel
Raya,
like
he's
two steps below that. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. But it's interesting as well because obviously they spent so much money, nearly 800 million. So fucking just unbelievable in two seasons. And the reason they're signing people for such long contracts is that they kind of gets it down on the books, isn't it? But you're playing such a dangerous game. Yeah, but even
doing that though, it's a very very risky game, mate. It's so risky. I mean, like, take the Harry Maguire situation at United now. We paid 80 million for him. Nobody in their right mind is paying even half of that. So United have got to swallow 40 mil right off the bat straight away. For what reason? Because you needed an English centre-back to captain the club. Like, let's say the same thing happens at Chelsea. They're 400 million in the hole if they're like with 10 players. Do you know what I mean? And that's only using an example. They're fucking, like, hemorrhaging money at that point, mate. You just really got to hope that a few of those gems are actually gems. Like, that Enzo Fernandez is a good player. Do you know what I mean? Like, but fucking...
121 mil.
You need to put play.
121 mil.
Yeah, I don't know if he's worth that. Do you know what I mean? But then, fucking hell,
crazy, isn't it?
It's fucking insane.
But this is the thing, because they'll sell him in 3 years' time for 70 mil, and on the books they'll be like, well, we made 50 mil profit off him because of how the contracts work and how they spread the cost over the life of it. But it is just absolutely unbelievable. Because they can get away with this.
Mate, fucking what breaks me is Enzo Fernandez, right? He's obviously a good footballer, right? They've paid 125 mil, right? After watching him play seven games of football, right? Casado, they paid 115 mil after having one fucking season in the Prem. Correct me if I'm wrong.
46 games at top league.
Really? Just 115 mil? Mate, get me a job then. I'll get super fit. Fucking don't worry about that. You know, fucking, what the hell?
That's crazy, mate.
At least with that Lavia, you could argue he's a young lad. Do you know what I mean? Like 50 mil nowadays is almost the going rate, isn't it? It's like 50 mil will get you a pretty good footballer nowadays. Do you know what I mean? And if it doesn't work out with him, they can still sell him and still like make that money back.
Mudrić for 70 mil.
No one's paying that money. Yeah,
Mudrić for 70 mil was just unbelievable.
And he played 15 minutes at the weekend.
Do you know what? I thought Villa did really well to sell Chukwuemeka to Chelsea for 20 million. Mm. He had one season left on his contract.
Yeah.
And he hadn't played a full Premier League game. He had like 30 minutes. I feel like we got fucking ripped off now.
I was about to say, you'd have been better off signing him to a new 3-year deal and then waiting until this summer and fucking you'd have got 60 mil for him.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Wouldn't even have to put him on the fucking field.
Oh, mate, it's fucking insane, isn't it? So, just did you see Tottenham, Brent? Oh, that's a point, actually. Do you want my brother's prediction for who's going to get relegated?
Oh, go on, then.
And I'm not going to give you the three teams because I haven't asked him the question, but he's... Right, just shut up for a minute, right? We were talking, and he said, I think so-and-so is going to get relegated. And I was like, wow. I was like, that is an outrageous claim, right? He thinks Brentford are going to get relegated.
What?
Brentford, yeah.
No.
I don't see that happening either,
no
mate.
Way, mate. No way.
Because Tony's gone, they ain't got... But they're still a good team, though, mate. I don't see them going down at all.
He's not a bad player.
Visa's good as well.
But he's only out for half the season. You actually only need... You need 38 games. You need 38 points, pretty much, to guarantee safety. And probably less than that recently.
Nowadays, yeah.
So you need, like,
I don't see them going at all.
So you need 12 wins?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that and...
If, do you know what I mean? 12 wins, actually not that much.
No.
And that's, well, not, that's without drawing.
Yeah.
No, I don't think.
Easy. I don't see them going down at all. No.
No, but I don't think.
They look good against Tottenham, but then at the same time, I think we're Tottenham just like shite because I don't know what his name is. Udogi or Udogbi or whatever his name is. Mate, no idea how he's a Premiership footballer. Emerson Royal, the same again. I know he scored, but he was at fault for the goal as well. I had no idea how he's playing in the Prem. Tottenham need to get their fucking shit together quickly. Like, quickly. I mean, and the only thing is, they'll get their shit together on game week 2. Do you know why? They're playing Man United. And they'll fucking rattle us 4-0, and they'll go back to being shit the next week because everyone has their cup final against us and just kills us. So, mate, I'm
think
calling it now.
It's too early at the moment to say, oh yeah, this seems doing well, because you're literally playing the first game and people do have, as we can see with Villa, absolute shitters. And you could look amazing because you're playing a shit team.
Yeah.
Give it a few more weeks and we'll really start to see what teams are doing well.
Yeah.
And who is going to get relegated. I just don't...
I mean, like...
I just don't see... When everyone's calling out Liverpool, I just don't see. I'm not sure how... I know they'll get better. I know they will sign someone and stuff like that. And they always get better at the end of the season. But I'm just not sure.
Their next few games aren't really great. I mean, they got Bournemouth, which could go either way. Newcastle's a difficult game. Then they got Villa. So that's game week 4, they got Villa. So that'll be another difficult game. Wolves, if they play the way they played against us, that'll be a difficult game. West Ham, shit, and they, so they'll get rattled. So they'll batter Spurs, and then Brighton's a difficult game. Then they got the derby. So first 9 games, Liverpool haven't got an easy run in, really.
No.
But...
not that anyone cares.
Here we go.
But Man City are currently losing in the UEFA Super Cup. To update to Sevilla.
Break it again to Sevilla.
Ugh,
mate. If there's one European team that I can't stand, it's those fucking assholes.
Who's Sevilla?
Diving, fucking time wasting, cheating little rats. Can't fucking stand them, mate. They're absolutely shit. Fucking piss me off. Have City put out a full strength squad as well? Surely not. It doesn't mean anything, does it? No. Yeah, but what service is it?
So, Edison.
Yeah.
Gvardiol, whatever the fuck the new guy's called.
Gvardiol.
Ake, Akanji, Walker, Kovacic, Rodri, Foden, Grealish, Haaland, Palmer. It's a pretty fucking full strength.
The answer is yes, apart from Palmer, but yeah, pretty full strength.
Woo.
How much are they losing? 1-0.
1-0.
Yeah. What minute's that in?
60th minute.
Oh, wow. Pep don't give a shit about that, though, does he?
Yeah, but why would you play your full-strength squad?
Oh, he's got to be seen to fucking try, hasn't he? Do you know what I mean? Like, it don't mean anything, though, does it? Fucking hell, they scored in the 25th minute as well, so...
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Edison makes huge save to deny his Nesri for his second.
They got Newcastle. Oh! On the weekend.
Hey. What? Yeah, I know. Do you make any changes to fantasy football this week?
I haven't even fucking looked at it, mate.
You lying cunt. I've made one transfer.
I'll probably get rid of Stones, to be fair, if he's going to be injured.
Yeah, I'm waiting with Stones. I got rid of Darwin just because, like, he didn't play towards the end of last season, and obviously he only played like the last 20 minutes, so that trend seems to have continued. So I got rid of him. Soslow, he'll start the weekend now, bag a hat trick. And then Stones, it's going to happen though, isn't it? So I'm giving Stones another week or two, just because they got a few difficult games. Obviously, like Newcastle will be a difficult one. But then they got a nice run there, and they got Sheffield United, Fulham, West Ham, Forest, Wolves. Do you know what I mean? That's, you got to be getting clean sheets there. Do you know what I mean? But mate, saying that though, there was only two clean sheets this weekend out of all the games. It's madness, isn't it? So I don't think you can bank on clean sheets this season. It's fucking, especially when you're playing 120 minutes every fucking week.
It, mate, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Early season,
tired,
as well.
Mate? Am I keeping you up?
I'm a bit tired, yeah. To be fair, you are. So let's wrap this up. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Before we do your sign off, right? Don't cut the audio this week, because I listened to it back. Yeah, and you denied the fans of that special word. So make sure you fucking at least fast forward to the end and make sure it's in there. Now that you've had permission, sign us off, Chunky. Let's go.
Adios. Yeah, that's right. Fuck you.